And now we turn to the man who would have been the challenger had there been a runoff. Yesterday, Abdullah Abdullah said that too much blood was spilled over the years to secure Afghans' right to vote for him to take part in a sham election. In the end, he said, it had come down to one point. Would Karzai replace members of the election commission that had allowed a fraudulent vote?
I told President Karzai that if you ignore all my other suggestions to restore credibility to the process for the Afghan people, at least act on that one. He refused.
To find out more, we reached Abdullah Abdullah in Kabul. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
We just heard why you dropped out of the race ultimately, but this must have been a painful decision for you.
This has been a painful decision after almost 6 months of first campaigning and promoting the ideas for change, and then going through the election process, which again has been painful with all the massive fraud which had marred the whole process, and then wait for the result. It took us like 2 months, and then I raised some conditions for the transparency of the elections for the next round, and then, of course, those conditions were not met, and then I decided to not to participate.
Now, as you mentioned, you ran an impressive campaign and, along with other candidates, showed that Afghans were eager to participate in electing a president. So knowing that, as well as knowing the problems with the actual vote itself, where do you see going forward?
As far as those ideas which I started my campaign based upon, which were the ideas for reform, change, and betterment of the lives of the people of Afghanistan, I'll certainly promote those ideas. I'll call for the independence of the election commission because it's because of that that we suffered so much. I'll be calling for the independence of the judiciary, and I'll fight for it. And I'll be calling for changing in the system, fighting against corruption, and many, many things which our people are suffering.
Well, in a way, these are uncharted waters for Afghanistan. What do you expect in these next few months, you know, you would be doing in terms of making this government work?
I consider this as the last chance for Afghanistan, not just this election, but I mean the fact that the international community has been helping Afghanistan to get out of this so Afghanistan will be a better place for its own and also to not be a threat to the rest of the world. That's why it requires the utmost sense of responsibility. And my decision as of yesterday was based on that. And I think if we don't allow the people of Afghanistan to exercise their free will, yes, of course, it's the first stages, but that's the importance of it. Any decision that we make today, it will affect us in the coming 20 years, if we have that 20 years or 10 years. And I think I have done what I could, and I'll be doing what I can in the future, but it depends on the context.
Are you talking still to President Karzai about an involvement or an involvement by your supporters in the government?
I've not been in touch with him in the past few days, and I let him clear up this mess, which unfortunately has been responsible for it in most cases. He was being the prime beneficiary of the golden opportunity which was provided to Afghanistan in the past 8 years, and also the prime responsible person for what has happened in this country. So I let him deal with this, and then, of course, in opposition or in any other form, I'll be willing to contact him to promote those ideas and aspirations of our people.
But you yourself are staying involved.
I'll be involved. I don't want to miss this opportunity for my country, for my nation. For the first time 8 years ago, we had this opportunity to decide the future and the destiny based on the votes. In getting thus far, I have played a role. I'll continue to play that role because the future in Afghanistan will be either moderate Islamic country based on democratic principles and peaceful life for the people and equal rights for the citizens, or Taliban-type, Al-Qaeda-type sort of regime will be a threat not only to the people of Afghanistan, to the rest of the world. So I'll be dedicated, but I'm not the only player in this country. My efforts, even the campaign, has been against all odds that you can imagine and you cannot imagine. So my dedication will be there. Hopefully, altogether, it will work.
Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Abdullah Abdullah speaking to us from Kabul. He would have been the challenger to President Karzai in a runoff election. He dropped out yesterday.